Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you, Elohim, for being the precious Godhead that has everything good in mind for us and the world. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that we were born into this world, and so we experienced childhood and parents and that around us, and that lets us see love in a certain way. But thank you, Lord, for it's only in hearing the gospel, the good news, that we perceive there's a God quality of life, God quality of love that is great and beautiful and wonderful. And thank you, Lord, that it came in you. You didn't just tease us by having this beautiful life. You said, as much as the Father loves me, he loves you. So we thank you that the love that is available was made available for us to see and hear about it. And then again, your disciples, they came and they showed that this love is a reality, and therefore we need to draw close and get born again and tap into it on a daily basis. So thank you. Thank you for your mighty love that has come, and it makes a difference. As we draw close, your Spirit inspires us, pours the love of God into our hearts, and we can be a fragrance of love. And thank you, Lord, that we can't do this alone. This is all found in you. And so it's so wonderful to know that in you we live and move and have our being, that you are the head, we are the body, you are the vine, we are the branches. So bless us again this morning, Lord, with inspiration. Makes me think of a magnet. As a piece of metal would come onto a magnet, that piece of metal would take in the motivation, the inspiration, the goodness that is in that magnet, and it could be a magnet as well. And thank you, our lives are hid with you, Jesus. And so we can be walking conscious of you, walking together with you. We can be light, we can be love, we can be encouragement. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen.
We are reading 1 John 3, verse 11 to 15. For this is the message you heard from the beginning. We should love one another. Do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own actions were evil, and his brothers were righteous. Do not be surprised, my brothers and sisters, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life, because we love each other. Anyone who does not love remains in death. Anyone who hates a brother or a sister is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life residing in him.
Hallelujah. Eternal life, the God quality of life, which is love, eh? Hallelujah. Makes me think of that scripture that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding to know him who is true. And we are in him who is true, and this is the God quality of life. So this eternal life is light, this eternal life is love, and that's the family from which we were owned. That's where we come from. We were predestined in Christ. So when we wake up to these realities, we're coming back to basics, back to the beginning, back to our origin, and then that's where we can be motivated. I love Romans chapter 5 that says, you know, that the righteousness of God, the goodness of God is now available to us again. Why? Because the true goodness and true mercy and peace has come through Jesus Christ. And so we can have this beautiful relationship now, and we can be inspired with that love gets poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. So guys, just stay in tune. Just stay conscious of a good God. Yesterday, we were just challenged again that we talked about when you have faith in him, you can have peace. And when you have faith in him, you call on him. And when you call on him, you experience him, because he longs to show himself strong on your behalf. So know you are blessed, you are favored, and you've got a God that is a very present help in the time of need. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.